which is the elective orthopaedic ward. We were recently given the Patient Recorded Outcome Measures Award for being the best in the country. My name's Helen Elliott. I'm a senior sister on Ridgeway Ward here at Dorset County. We're actually only a 14-bedded ward. We frequently have to open our beds to 21 or 25 just to cater for the demand.
I want to ask you, when, for example, you hear in the media politicians saying that, you know, healthcare in this country is, quote, a fundamentally broken machine, end quote, how do you feel about that?
They need to come down and see the people on the floor and talk to us, the ones that actually give the care and interact with the patients and take the feedback firsthand from the patients to see actually how wonderful this service is, but to highlight the areas that could be vastly improved.
Dorset County's my local hospital. My meetings with doctors and nurses here are far too regular, mainly due to cricket injuries. I came here to find out how staff feel about the barrage of negativity that I think the NHS all too often encounters. I'm here now in the maternity ward, which is where my little boy Wilfred was born 5 years ago. And now I'm joined by Jo Hartley, who's the head of midwifery. What is the very best part of your job?
I think for me, there's two. One is that with all the pressures in the NHS, we have huge amounts of incredibly good feedback from the families that we look after that reflect the quality of the care that we give. And the other thing, and it might sound a bit trite, but working with midwives and support workers and doctors who do so much for the people that they look after, who do so much work in their own time that's never acknowledged and never paid for.
It's good to hear there's so much positive feedback from the patients, but I wonder what impact the criticism has on the staff at the coalface. Paul Lear is the medical director at the hospital.
Yes, well, if you looked at the list of things that they come up with, it's quite interesting. They tell you all sorts of positive bits and pieces, and then when they write back to you, they actually write all the negative things down. So what you get documented is more negative than positive.
Leaving the hospital, I asked some of the people shopping on Corn Hill in Dorchester what they thought of it all.
Stop giving all these regulations, changing everything every 6 months. You know, more forms to fill in. They don't need all that. They just want to do their job, look after patients, and that's it.
Every new politics that comes in, they've got to adjust things. Oh, no, we're not going to do it that way. We're going to do it this way. And you think, well, actually, all they're doing is moving the deck chairs on the deck of the Titanic, you know.
By and large, the ship's floating quite well.
I think the ship's floating well, yeah.
Do you think they get a bit dispirited, the doctors and the staff, with all the criticism they get?
I'm sure they do. Yes, well, wouldn't you?
I certainly would.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's human nature, isn't it? You know,